This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny arrived in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia on an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were responding to the request of his wife and others, who said the hospital treating him was badly equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a longtime campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny allies that arranged the flight say his condition is stable but worrying. South Korea says it has held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involved the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. A pair of tropical storms forecast to become hurricanes early next week are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and will spin over the Gulf's warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf simultaneously. In 1933, a major hurricane made landfall in South Texas, while a separate system weakened to a tropical storm after crossing the Florida coast. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States says it is suspending military cooperation with the West African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The ousting of Keita this week has dismayed Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which is already battling a militant Islamist threat. The U.S. has been providing training to soldiers in Mali, apparently including several of the officers who led the coup, which has been celebrated by crowds in the capital, Bamako. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed a ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution to the fighting in the North African nation. Libya's internationally recognized government in Tripoli announced the ceasefire yesterday, and the leader of a rival parliament in eastern Libya also appealed for a halt to hostilities. Here in the U.S., hundreds of wildfires burning across central and northern California have more than doubled in size, becoming some of the largest in state history and threatening small towns in the path of the flames. Six people have been killed. The conflagrations, which have broken out over the past week, have blackened an area larger than the U.S. state of Rhode Island and destroyed more than 500 homes and other structures. In addition to the fatalities, 43 firefighters and civilians have been injured. South Africa's confirmed COVID-19 cases today surpassed 600,000, the highest number on the African continent. Despite imposing one of the world's toughest lockdowns at the end of March, when it had only a few hundred cases, South Africa has since seen a surge in infections. The South Africa figures come from Johns Hopkins University, some 603,000 cases and close to 13,000 deaths. The worldwide COVID numbers are closing in on 23 million cases. Fatality so far, 800,000. Here in the U.S., 5.6 million people have fallen ill, while the virus has killed 175,000 people. Brazil is next on the somber list of victims. The death toll there has risen above 112,000, with a case count of 3.3 million. The hardest hit city is Manaus, which has lost 23,000 lives to the virus. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has refused to support lockdowns aimed at stemming the spread of the disease. The newest Ebola outbreak in the Western Democratic Republic of Congo has infected 100 people and taken nearly half their lives. The latest cluster of cases was declared on June 1st in Bandaka, a city of a million people. That was just before Congo declared the end of a previous outbreak in the east, which had dragged on for 2 years. In late June, Congo celebrated the stamping out of a genetically distinct Ebola virus, which killed more than 2,200 people. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.